football destination. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Greenville yesterday, passed right by a trail a couple of times, reminded me of it. Man, that new building is amazing and awesome, and I know they're very proud of it. And I've not been inside. COVID kind of got us set back there a little bit, but I need to go by and check it out. You always get a different feeling when you walk in and see our friends at Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com, 800-319-7006. The trail difference is different every single time. Is a pleasure. The people that enjoy working there, and it's easy to see and easy to tell why. So think about our great friends over at Trail. Your next building, the better building process works. It's going to work to the tune of not only your building will be done on time and on budget. Every project they do is on time and on budget. Besides that, you'll have great relationships. It'll be an incredible building. It'll be a completely different experience than you've ever had building any time before. And if you build a second, third, fourth, fifth time like some developers do, you'll keep building with Trail. One of the most memorable quotes I've ever heard is a friend of mine who's done many, many projects was forced to build without Trail one time because the way it was set up through the ownerships and they had Trail's doing some other things there. He said it's the last time I'll ever build something without Trail, that he only built once with it. I mean, once without it, but he goes, that won't happen again. Find out why. TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. Clemson shuts out South Carolina 30-0. Seventh consecutive win. Gamecocks didn't get a first down until Clemson made the score 17-0 in the second quarter. They had their very first down, and the halftime yardage, that game was over then. Shipley, 128 yards rushing of the 265 for Clemson, holding South Carolina to 43 yards rushing. We told you, didn't see either quarterback was going to be a big difference in the game. We were 100% right about that. And what you're trying to do is just not turn it over at that point in time. So both teams had to run the football well. With that said, the Tigers did a much, much better job than South Carolina with that number. Again, 265 to 43. One of the other big numbers was Clemson held South Carolina just 4 of 16 on third down. Clemson wasn't great on third down. They were 3 of 12, 4 of 14 on third and fourth downs. The Gamecocks were 16 of 21 on third and fourth downs. Punters receiving a busy night as Kroger punted four times, but they went for the last. They turned over on downs the last three drives. And the Gamecocks' longest run came on the last play of 12 yards. Before that, it was just 6 yards as their longest run. So one of the biggest keys was setting the edge. They did that, keeping White and Harris in check. 15 carries for 35 yards between White and Harris. And then at that point in time, you knew that Brown and Nolan weren't going to beat you. Those two guys combined for 19 of 41 for 163 yards. No touchdowns, obviously, and two interceptions. So just a dominant performance and a 30-0 win as Clemson wins 7 in a row, tying the longest winning streak in the series. 654 Roar. Robert is up next. Robert, thanks for hanging on. How you doing this morning?
All right, thank you for taking my call.
Good.
I didn't know if y'all discussed it as far as Clemson going to a bowl and who they might match up with. I heard Citrus Bowl, but I just wanted to know what y'all thought as far as them going to a bowl and who they would play.
Robert, a couple of different projections. We'll find out, obviously, this coming Sunday, as a matter of fact, but a couple of different projections among them. The Gator Bowl is one, and that Orlando, that Cheez-Its Bowl is what it's called now, is one. If it is Orlando, it would be a Big 12 team, most likely like an Iowa State. If it is the Gator Bowl, you're seeing either Arkansas or Texas A&M. It would be an SEC team in Jacksonville. So those are the two most prominent names, most prominent bowls, and the three most prominent teams I keep hearing.
Thank you.
Yes, sir, Robert. We appreciate the phone call. Hope that helps you out. I'd like to see the Gator Bowl. Just another little SEC deal in there. Right? A little A&M and Clemson or Arkansas and Clemson. It'd be pretty good there for sure. Let's get to my friend Red, who correctly predicted Michigan over Ohio State. Good morning, Red. How you doing?
That's Red the Greek to you,
Dave. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Red the Greek. That's right. How you doing, buddy?
I picked Atlanta and I picked Michigan. Now, I ain't going to tell you about all the other 12.
No, calls, we've already forgotten all of those. We don't even know what you're talking about when it comes to that.
Yeah. No, but it was very evident that I'm so happy that DJ is our quarterback and not what we saw from the other team quarterback position. I mean, I'm thankful DJ is our quarterback. Even though he's had a rough year, I think he's getting better, and he's going to be, if he comes back to Clemson next year, he's going to be our starting quarterback. But I just wanted to call and, you know, brag a little bit and, you know, about the Michigan pick and, you know, the Atlanta Braves pick again. So I'm 2 for 2. That's all y'all need to know.
You know, that's all we remember. How about that? That's all we remember through all that. Hey, you're right, too, about DJ. I thought both Brown and Nolan just looked so limited. Let me say this. I know Gamecock fans are clamoring for Marcus Satterfield to be relieved of his job as the duties of the offensive coordinator. And look, there were a lot of things Saturday night I might have done differently if I was an offensive coordinator. But with that said, when the offensive line is inept and your wide receiver, you know, obviously Van, I thought Josh Van was injured. He didn't look himself. But DeCarrion Joyner or Muse or Bell or your other leading wide receiver prospects, you don't have any wide receivers at all. And your quarterbacks, and I'm not sure Doty was an answer either, but you're on your second 13 quarterbacks, and at no point in time did anybody ever confuse Doty, Brown, and Nolan with Johnny Unitas. I mean, they're not great passers by any stretch of the imagination. And so teams can line up and load the box and stop what I think you got talent with White, with Harris, and with Lloyd. Lloyd had a very disappointing season. But besides that, I mean, Harris had a good season last year. White had a decent year this year. There's a little bit of talent in the running back room there. But my point there is, what place do you call if you're Marcus Satterfield? If you can't block and you don't have a good wide receivers and you can't throw the ball, and teams know that. What do you call? I'm not sure Marcus Satterfield is the issue. I think, again, after watching it Saturday night, it looked like to me with no playmakers outside of maybe White, it looked like to me and no speed. That's not Marcus Satterfield's issue. This is a personnel issue. And Shane Beamer has to go recruit. The reason he's there is they didn't have talent. And he better go recruit and change that, because if not, then you'll continue seeing what you've seen there.
Right. Hey, what year is Van?
Van is a senior, but could come back if he chose to.
I'd say if he comes back, Mickey.
Yeah.
I look for him to be a Brian Edwards type receiver.
Yep. Makes sense.
He's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
If he can get somebody throwing the ball, he can flat out play.
But again, you hit it on the head. I think they've got to go transfer portal again at quarterback. You could say Doty's not a great passer either. Nolan obviously is not the answer. I don't think Jason Brown's the answer. I think they got to go. I don't know if Colton Gauthier, if he's ready to be that yet. I don't think they have talent at quarterback. And look, think about that for a second. How many years in a row has South Carolina been bad at quarterback? It's been a long time. So, I think they have to go transfer portal.
Yeah, I think so, too. I feel bad for just Carolina fans. I mean, I got a lot of good friends that are Carolina fans, and I feel bad for them sometimes because I used to be one a while back, and I told you why I was one. And that's when I was drinking and drugging so much, so I didn't know any better. So.
I love it, buddy. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks an awful lot. All right. Let me go to Stevie in Simpsonville. Good morning, Stevie. How you doing?
Hey, man. Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. Couldn't be better.
I got to tell you, man, you know, the Ohio State fans should be pretty happy Michigan won. They're about to sign Harbaugh probably to a long-term deal. You know, that way they can keep winning.
Yeah.
So I think
I don't think it looks good for Harbaugh going to the Horseshoe next year. That would have more venom in it. They needed the Michigan to win that game a little bit to add more to the rivalry there. But even afterwards, though, do you see the interviews after the game? He's just a weird dude. Like, they couldn't even interview him after the game without him just sounding so stinking weird.
I did, and it was almost smug about how Ryan Day inherited a whole bunch of five stars and just rode it.
Yeah.
Versus actually being a good coach. So yeah. I'm assuming they're posting that like they did Clemson, you know, up on the wall, and that's not going to be a pretty one for, like you said, for Harbaugh next year.
Yeah, gotta go recruit. And well, I tell you, the Michigan's defense is good. They're very good.
What do you think about Lincoln Riley? I didn't catch if you've already spoke about that. Taking the job at you know, the USC over the West Coast, as our brethren like to say, the real USC, I guess.
It is. It was a shock because I didn't know he was involved with it, but it makes sense. It's a better program. It's in an easier conference and a clear path to me. And I thought it was a shrewd business move and a nice move. And I think he'll win big time out in Southern Cal.
One last question. I'll leave you and I'll jump off. Who you think takes that Oklahoma position that's now vacated? And then, appreciate the South Carolina fans giving us a little more elbow room. You know, at the third quarter, that was nice of them. You know, letting the fans spread out. So appreciate that. Shout out to you guys.
Thank you, Stevie. Appreciate the phone call. Names you're hearing right now. First, Bob Stoops is going to be the interim guy. Cliff Kingsbury, Cardinals coach, is being mentioned. Hipple's being mentioned. Brent Venables being mentioned. I don't know anybody else at this point. I have not been on their message boards as of yet, but I'll get on there and get their hot board of what they could be looking at. But it's a good job. I think it's a hard time to take the job, A, because Riley was 55-10 and won the Big 12 every year and went to three playoffs. So you take that over. B, it's hard because they're losing all the recruits now that Riley's leaving. And C's, you're going to the SEC and they're competing against a whole different set of opponents there. So, did the move to the SEC cost Oklahoma Lincoln Riley? Maybe. Keith is up next. Keith, thanks for hanging on. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right. I got a question about the 7 in a row.
Yep.
Are they counting last year to win?
No, last year they did not play.
I know they didn't play, but I was just thinking it was 6 in a row that they had won.
No, 2014, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 21. That's 7. They didn't play in 20. We won in 14 is 1, 15 is 2, 16 is 3, 17 is 4, 18 is 5, 19 is 6. They didn't play in 20, and 21 this year is number 7.
So if they would have played last year, it could have been number 8, right?
Would have been number 8, yeah. South Carolina would not have beaten Clemson last year.
Man.
Yeah, would have been.
Man, I tell you what, the 5 years they beat Clemson, man, I was sick. I went down there to Williams-Brice, and they lost. And I said, there's some kind of change. And, you know, and an old Carolina guy was out there in the parking lot hollering dabba-dabba-doo and telling Clemson to go home and this and that and other. And I said, you know, I'm tired of spending my money to come down here to watch this mess. And I got the feeling like it was time for Dabo to go. But you know what? They would love to have seen Dabo stay for the next 5 years if they knew the situation was going to be 5 in a row. But I had no idea.
Well, the difference in the two is South Carolina's winning streak, they fell asleep at the wheel and didn't recruit. And it's Clemson's winning streak, you know, even in a losing streak, Clemson was still beating LSU and beating Ohio State and going to Orange Bowls and winning the ACC. And so that's why it was not satisfying losing to South Carolina, but he had good years. Since then, the Gamecocks have just been awful. And if you think about it, I've got some stats we'll point out later. If you think about what South Carolina's done after that, I mean, they are – it's just been atrocious in their program, and they're lost. And the gap now appears to be – now, Saturday it wasn't because, you know, the injuries at Clemson, but now we're talking 7 years in. I don't – you know, my friends are joking with me now. When does South Carolina win again? And I don't know. I mean, if it didn't beat them this year with all the things that happened at Clemson, down in Columbia, when do they win again? And that's hard to forecast. You never know.
Like I say, that But I think that's what's got him really ticked off is many players that Clemson had hurt.
Yeah. This was the year.
They thought they might have had this. That's right. They thought they had the advantage. And truly, I did too, with the enthusiasm of the crowd they was going to have.
Yeah. But in the end, Clemson was still the much better football team. And in the end, what Saturday night proved to you once again is that there is a big talent gap between these two. And the way Clemson's recruiting and the way South Carolina's recruiting, the gap is only getting wider.
Yeah, I care like what old Slash had to say about him, too.
I think
he kind of pissed him off, but what can you do about it?
Well, there's one thing to do. Go recruit better, get better players, and see if you make a difference. Keith, I appreciate the phone. I gotta get to break. Appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks an awful lot. All right, Keith, for sure. We'll take a break. We'll come back. If you're on hold, hang on. I'm coming to you. Much more on your turn right after this.
Hi, Nolan Turner here. When my friends come into Clemson and ask me where to go for the best Clemson merch, I always send them to the Tiger Sports Shop. The folks there have the best selection of all things Clemson, including the Nike apparel you see on the sideline. So if you want your Clemson wardrobe to be on point, check out the Tiger Sports Shop. 3 locations to serve you, 2 in Clemson and 1 in Pendleton, or shop online at tigersports.com. The Tiger Sports Shop, it's my kind of place.
Hey, how did you sleep last night? Research shows adults need between 7 and 9 hours of sleep every night. Most don't. The number one reason given? A bad mattress. Sleep may be the most important activity you do every day. It affects your mood, energy, productivity, and health. Visit the sleep experts at Engineered Sleep and find the perfect mattress for a better night's sleep for your family. Use code WCCP for 10% off. That's up to $250 off. American made right here in Greenville. Visit EngineersSleep.com for a better sleep and a better life.
Rely on the pros at EnviroMulch for all your outdoor needs. They have an assortment of mulch, riverstone, dirt, sand, gravel, straw, and much more. Choose EnviroMulch. Make your yard look amazing during the colder months ahead. Order at EnviroMulchOnline.com. Go Tigers!
Hey Tiger fans, Clemson soccer alumni Morgan Hurt Coleman here with Morgan Coleman Real Estate. I wanted to update you about the current real estate market. With high buyer demand, historically low mortgage rates, and low inventory, buyers are fully prepared to purchase. If you have been considering selling, now is the time. My professional approach is to educate my sellers so you are fully prepared every step of the home selling process. As a native of the upstate, I have a passion for teaming up with my clients and developing lifelong relationships. If you're looking to sell your home in the greater Greenville area or Lake communities and want a Division I experience, visit MorganColemanRealEstate.com.
The world is turned upside down and it's hard to make sense of it all. The alpha male is under attack and people are more worried about pronouns and toxic masculinity. If you want to get that alpha feeling back, get that weight off, and improve your performance, come see us today at Low Country Male. We specialize in testosterone replacement and anti-aging. For around $200 a month, we take care of your testosterone, labs, and doctor visits. We also offer ED plans, the P-Shot, and peptide therapy. Book your appointment today, lowcountrymail.com.
A lot has happened since 1963, including a load of bugs exterminated by Clark's Termite and Pest Control's team of professionals. Termites, roaches, and mosquitoes are at the top of our hit list, but we also remove ticks, fleas, and ants as well. Let us find the solution that's right for your home. Call us at 864-233-2847 or visit us at clarkspest.com. That's clarkspest.com to get rid of termites, roaches, mosquitoes, fleas, ants, and ticks from your yard and home. Get your free quote today.
Hello, WCCP listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. As the annual enrollment period winds down, I thought it would be a good idea to recap several of the topics that we have promoted. If you are a veteran with active VA benefits and Medicare, there's probably a better plan for you in 2022. If you are an insulin-dependent diabetic with Medicare, there's probably a better plan for you as well. If you have Medicare and Medicaid, there is definitely a better coordinating plan that offers more benefits for you. With your Supplement F and drug plan becoming too expensive, we need to talk. If you are considering retiring next year and can start Medicare, we need to talk. If you are aging into Medicare next year, we need to talk. If you have disability Medicare only, we need to talk. Please call 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484 today.
It's time for the ACC Big Ten Challenge as our Clemson Tigers head up north to New Jersey to take on the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. With a rematch from the NCAA tournament upon us, the Tigers hope to get revenge and come out with a win. Broadcast starts 30 minutes prior to tip. Catch it all on the Clemson Tigers Network.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Join the world's number one tire brand and begin an exciting career with a company that's dedicated to making a positive impact on our communities and the planet. Michelin is hiring manufacturing professionals in Anderson County. Earn $20 per hour plus shift premium with full benefits for you and your family on day one, as well as paid vacations and holidays. Applications will be taken starting immediately at readysc.org/Michelin. Production operators must be 18 years of age. Manufacturing experience preferred but not required. Other conditions apply. Michelin is an equal opportunity employer.
Your game day connection to Clemson football. All day, every game. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Well, it's all.
Friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists, 404-8158, 404-8158. You've never given a garage floor as a gift. I wouldn't think. I don't think you've given that. How about that as a gift to someone? That high-performance, epoxy-based, resin-based, given to your loved one. I do know that one of the listeners of the show last year told us his mom and dad were elderly, or getting, I should say elderly, getting up in age, and he was worried about their, you know, slipping and things on these lines. So he had that installed at in their garage, and he says, I just feel safer, you know, with them walking on that rather than you know, concrete or anything like that. So that's another factor for it. The garage is going to look better. It's going to be worth more, and it's more functional. So friends over at Carolina Flooring Specialists, call today, 404-8158, 404-8158. Got a bunch of phone calls on hold. Byron's been hanging on the longest. Good morning, Byron. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, Mickey, how's it going?
Bless, my friend. Hope you are, too.
Well, it's about time. It's about time USC gets an actual head coach and maybe gets back to the prominent university that's supposed to be. And we'll see what happens. But I was a little bit afraid that they weren't going to make a hire like that because they waited so long, and the way the season had ended was just complete terrible. And, but I'm glad that they got someone like Lincoln Riley that knows how to recruit and knows what he's doing. He can actually do his job. So, but
it's a great hire. He's a tremendous recruiter. He is a relentless recruiter, and he's got a system in place. I think it is a home run hire by every stretch of the imagination. Now, you never know. You don't know if it's working, if his stuff works out there, if recruiting works out there, his ties work out there. You never really know. But with that said, I think that going into it on paper, this is about as good as hires we've seen.
What do you think about the defensive guy that he's bringing with him from Oklahoma? Do you think he'll be just as good with the USC or a different talent base?
Alex Grinch was at Ohio State and then moved to Lincoln Riley at Oklahoma. Their defenses were a little better, not tons better. And look, with Riley's offenses, you don't have to be great. You just have to be, you know, decent on defense. It will, you know, he's got a bunch of experience. They'll recruit, I think, fairly well there. And I think that they'll be, you know, can't be a whole lot worse than what Southern Cal's been on defense in recent years. I think this is a talent upgrade, too, as far as coaching defenses goes. Gritch will do a good job for
him. Yeah, especially this year with the defense. The last question I would ask is I don't know the contract details, but how long do you think that he would have? Because I know in the college football realm, you know, that the window – when you do get hired, kind of closes quickly if you don't perform well. So, you know, being an outside kind of guy, not really part of the university, like Clay Helton was sort of kind of the university, but not really. But they gave him a longer leash. Do you think they'll give Riley a long leash as well?
Well, look, in theory, you don't hire Lincoln Riley to give him a short leash. One of the things, if Lincoln Riley can't get it done there, where do you go next? So I think he's got a longer leash than most would have. And you know, what if he doesn't win it right away, to show you just how bad it was too. Lincoln Riley, you're not going to get any better than him. So I think he's got a longer leash than most. But the other side of it is, in practice, human beings are not patient. There's a reason why there's so many Bible verses about being patient, and because we need help doing it. We're not good at it. Now, so there'll be some faction of the fan base that will say, hey, wait a minute, what the heck are we doing paying this guy $10, $12 million a year and he's not winning? In the end, I think he'll win. I don't think patience will be an issue there. I think he's going to win right away. I think he's going to win next year. I think he'll do good things right away.
Well, thank you, Mick.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate the phone call. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. By 11 seconds, Ed is up next. Ed, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm great. I hope you are too.
Oh, it's always a good day when you roll over on Sunday in Columbia and Clemson done beat the crap out of South Carolina.
I had a text message from a friend of mine early this morning. My personal text line says, man, what would it be like to wake up knowing that your arch rival is a football school and you're a women's basketball school?
Yep. You're right. The talent gap is so far apart. I don't think Shane Beamer is going to catch us with South Carolina. You know, all last week, all I heard from my Gamecock friends is, this is the year we get you. I said, well, you better hope so, because, you know, we're recruiting and number eight's going to come too.
Well, here's the thing about it. Can Shane Beamer recruit better than Will Muschamp? My answer there was probably. But even then, is he going to recruit better than Dabo Swinney? You don't have to recruit better. You don't have to be better than the other team. But, A, when the gap is that wide, you've got to close the gap. So, if Clemson's going to have another top 10 class and the Gamecocks might be, you know, 20 to 25, whatever, that's not closing the gap. That's closing the gap on where you were, because maybe you're going to recruit better than your predecessor. But it's not closing the gap on your rival. Let's just be honest. South Carolina needs to worry about Tennessee. They did a good job with Florida and Auburn this year. They need to beat the Missouris of the world and the Kentuckys of the world. That's where the bullseye is right now. Clemson and Georgia aren't on their radar screen right now. And this year proved it again. Yeah. That go beat those teams for a while and then work your way up to it. This is a long rebuild. And I know you wanted to win Saturday night, but you're not on the same page. That's a whole different level. And it was proven Saturday and proven against Georgia. Those teams are a few, you know, several years ahead of you. But so the work now is focus on beating Kentucky and beating Missouris of the world.
Yeah, it's, like I said, it's always a good day on Sunday when you wake up and put that paw on, walk out in Columbia, you know. I got a question for you. Do you think Brent Venables or Tony Elliott will take a coaching job somewhere else?
Well, both will eventually at some point in time. Is that this year? I think people would be shocked about just how close that Venables was last year to the Auburn job. And he pulled out. He's going to take a job at some point in time. He pulled out of Auburn because of dysfunction among the administration there. Same reason that Tony Elliott didn't take the Tennessee job is their dysfunction that they had there. But there's going to be a situation for one of them. What hurts Elliott this year is his offense wasn't great because of the injuries and all that. What hurts Venables is he's a defensive guy. A lot of people want an offense right now. But at some point in time, and both might be this year, one might be this year, wouldn't surprise me. But those guys will take a job at some point in time.
And with the situation in Florida, you think that helps us with ETN?
I think that Billy Napier and his group will recruit him really, really, really hard. And because of him being from Louisiana and knowing him and all that, I don't think it. In the end, here's what comes down to ETN. Does he want to go to Clemson or does he want to forge a new name for himself? Does he want to follow in Travis's footsteps, or does he want to be, you know, a new guy? That's all it is. It's not, he would have committed to Clemson a long time ago if it wasn't for, hey man, I don't want to be, you know, compared to my brother the whole time. That's it. That's it. What does he want to do? Simple as that.
What's up? Y'all have a good day, man.
Thank you, Ed.
I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, man. Appreciate the phone call for sure. 654-ROAR. Derek is up next. Derek, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Man, I wish I didn't have to work today. I just got my new Titleist TSI-4 in yesterday, and I'm trying to go play with it.
Nice. Well, I don't know if you heard us talk about a while ago. It's going to be 75 degrees later this week, so take Friday off.
I'm thinking about it, man. You spend $649 on a driver. You want to go out there and hit it.
They ought to hit itself.
I know, right? You have to love Titleist. You freaking pay his name. Yeah, you know what? I ain't even going to talk about the Carolina-Clemson game, even though I loved it, but it's going to be talked about all week, so I'm just going to skip all of that. But, man, I'm telling you, the way this season's been and the way everything's going, it would be like a Christmas present to me if I turned on the news and it said Dabo hires Justin Fuentes to be offensive coordinator and Tony Elliott goes back to just handling the running backs, because a lot of people don't know how close we were to getting him before he took the Vitek job. And I don't know. I feel like if we could get him as the offensive coordinator and keep Coach B and Elliott just handle the running backs and the recruiting, I think you'd see a whole new element of what that offense is capable of. Because I like Elliott, don't get me wrong, but since Stotch left, the production's fell way off. And watching the games this season, I'm not a coach. What I say may not mean crap, and it probably doesn't. But when I'm on the TV and I'm watching it and I see four guys up front and eight guys in the box and we keep running delayed handoffs in the A-gap, and then you turn around and they've got a three-man front with seven corners and he's trying to throw 25-yard post into triple coverage. Like, where's this play calling coming from? It's like, I can see if the play even happens, it's not going to be good, and they don't back away from it. It's like, once Tony creates a game plan, even in the Georgia game you saw, they had a game plan, and they would not change that game plan. And I just think it's time for Elliott to be a recruiter and a coach for the RBs, along with old CJ, and let somebody like Fuentes come in and do his thing. But again, I'm not a coach. That is just what I've seen. That is the one thing. And the second thing is, I wish all of our Georgia friends would quit with this whole two SEC team. I know they want two SEC teams in the playoff because they're all about the SEC, God Almighty, and two SEC so they can brag about the conference. But they need to remember the last time they wanted two SEC teams and a one-loss non-con Bama got in and took their national championship. Karma is a you-know-what. And if somehow Alabama beats Georgia and you got two SEC teams, say Michigan wins and Oklahoma State wins, that's your top four. And let's say Michigan plays Alabama round one, Georgia plays Oklahoma State round one, and we somehow get another Alabama-Georgia playoff. If Alabama beats Georgia again after being a non-con champion, after being the kind of season that they've had with all these struggle wins, these same Georgia fans that are screaming for two SEC teams will be right back to the rest of us. They shouldn't have been in. They don't deserve it. You know, they barely beat Bacon Bits and LSU and struggled against all these teams, but I don't know. I think they need to leave their conference pride to the side and focus on the four best teams and not what badge is stuck on their freaking jersey.
Derek, appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks a lot. Georgia fans don't have to rely on the SEC talk. Georgia fans are good enough to own their own. SEC talk is for people who aren't good enough on their own. Alabama's good enough on their own. You don't have to worry about your conference. Georgia's good enough on their own. You don't have to worry about your conference. The people that play that card are the Tennessees and the South Carolinas and the Kentuckys and the Vanderbilts and the Mississippi States and Arkansas of the world, people who need that. If you're that good, you don't need that. That's your insurance card. That's your big brother. When you are big brother, you don't play the little brother card. You ever notice that? No big brother ever talks about how tough his little brother is. All the little brothers talk about how tough the big brother is. Well, that's it. Totally disagree on the Tony Elliott stuff. When healthy, Clemson's offense, even after Jeff Scott, Clemson threw for more yards passing than any Clemson team in school history after the wide receiver coach left. It comes down to players. If you saw Alabama this past weekend, they didn't look very well coached. Why? Well, injuries, inexperience. Williams got kicked out of the game. They had all that going on, but because of the targeting stuff. But when you have inexperienced guys and guys that hadn't practiced and guys that you know, don't have continuity, you don't look very well coached. Alabama had a bunch of drop balls, and Alabama couldn't run the ball. Had one injury at offensive tackle this year, had to move a center to move the tackle in the center, and they couldn't run the ball against LSU. Had 8 yards rushing. Alabama, Bill O'Brien, Nick Saban, they didn't look like they knew what they were doing. This year, Lincoln Riley's offense was not good. Switched quarterback, still wasn't good. Why? Weren't very good up front. Had issues at other places. When you're hurt, when you're banged up, when you don't have your best players available, your coaches don't look like they're very well. Your team doesn't look like they're very well coached. When your starting pitcher in baseball doesn't throw strikes, you look like you know what you're doing. It's a function of being healthy and being experienced and being deep enough. Alabama's going down to one running back now. Trey Sanders, who hadn't played a whole lot, who's not very good compared to Robinson and the rest of the guys. Couldn't run the ball. Wide receivers dropping like crazy. And that'll show this weekend. If the game plays out like I think it will play out, Alabama will not look very good this weekend either. Nick Saban, Bill O'Brien, not looking very good. Why? Yeah, you're banged up. You're injured. You're not very deep. You got a lot of other issues going on. Inexperienced a lot of places. James, the truck driver, hang on. I need you, brother. Hang on. Short break. We'll come back much more on the other side right after this.
Rely on the pros in EnviroMulch for all your outdoor needs. They have an assortment of mulch, riverstone, dirt, sand, gravel, straw, and much more. Choose EnviroMulch. Make your yard look amazing during the colder months ahead. Order at EnviroMulchOnline.com. Go Tigers.
When you're looking for the beautiful gift she deserves, do what I do. Shop at Turner's Jewelers. They have an amazing selection of silver, gold, precious gems, and diamonds. And Turner's can create a custom piece she'll absolutely treasure, whatever the occasion. Trust a tradition of family excellence for more than 60 years. Shop now at turnersjewelers.com or visit them today in the Applewood Shopping Center next to Belkin Seneca. Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how at Turner's Jewelers.
It sure is hard to make sense of the world these days. At Low Country Mail, we try to keep it simple and have one mission: make men men again. If you want to lose weight, feel better, and improve your performance in the gym and the bedroom, come see us today. For around $200 a month, we take care of your testosterone, labs, doctor visits, and much more. We also offer weight loss plans, peptide therapy, IV, and the amazing P-Shot. At Low Country Mail, we will never turn our backs on you when you have tough questions. Book today, lowcountrymail.com.
When you're a grocery store, hunger has no place in your community. That's why at Ingles, we donate over 2 million pounds of food every year to those who need it. It's the right thing to do, and we know you'd do the same. Ingles, your neighbor for over 50 years.
This week at Ingles, select sizes and varieties, Keebler Townhouse or Club Crackers, 2 for $5. Select sizes and varieties, Green Giant canned vegetables, 3 for $2. And select 16 to 24 ounce Dawn dish spray or liquid, 2 for $6. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Looking for a space to grow? A lot of people don't know Ag South can do home loans. Ag South Mortgages is a residential mortgage division of Ag South Farm Credit, and we specialize in homes with acreage for your growing family. We also offer conventional, construction, USDA, VA, refinancing, and more. To talk about home loans in town or the country, call 844-AG-SOUTH or visit AgSouthFC.com.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 619788.
Hey guys, if you think you might have erectile dysfunction, you probably do, because 40% of men over 40 have ED. It's no surprise that men feel uncomfortable or embarrassed talking about their condition. At the Greenville Men's Clinic, we get it. However, it's important to get past any discomfort and start resolving it. Consequences of untreated ED can be very damaging to a man and his partner, physically and emotionally. There's no need for that. By taking action today, you can save your relationship and get back to the man you want to be. At the Greenville Men's Clinic, our physicians know how to solve your problem and find a solution that will work for you. Your visit is only $99, and you will see results that day, or there's no charge for your visit. Call 864-301-1111. That's 864-301-1111. Or online at greenvillemensclinic.com. Be sure to ask about the revolutionary Pulse ED. known to increase stamina, sensitivity, and even size.
Where can you get hometown service and surprisingly great insurance rates? At State Farm. Because your local State Farm insurance agent, Gene Dukes, is your one-stop shop for the service you deserve at the price you want. So stop looking around. Gene is here to help you through life's big decisions and will make sure you have the coverage you and your family need. Visit on the web today at OconeeInsurance.net or call 638-1052. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Gene Dukes is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Clemson fans know that teamwork is the key to a big win. At Hood Construction, their cohesive team of nearly 100 employees are committed to working together to make each commercial construction project a success. When they're not working hard in the office and in the field, you might find them leading an association committee, volunteering at a local charity event, or shucking some oysters at their annual Lowcountry Boil. They are Hood Construction. They're proud of what they do, and it shows. Visit them at hoodconstruction.com to learn more. That's hoodconstruction.com.
Coach Dabo Sweeney here from the Clemson Tigers. Just like high schools across the upstate, Clemson fans love football. But one thing I love more than football is my family. That's why we talk to our three children about alcohol and other drugs. Alcohol is the leading cause of death among youth. But the truth is, most upstate youth aren't drinking or using drugs. Remind your teenagers that most teens choose to be healthy and drug-free. Talk to your teens about drugs and alcohol. They will listen. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
The Mickey Filer Show. Experience and a name you can trust. Or whatever else those news anchor promos use. On 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar. Where every day is game day.
Woke up this morning with the sun down shining in.
You know, there's times where good Lord gives you exactly what you need all the time when you need it. And I need James, the truck driver, this morning. Good morning, James. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, man, I'm doing well.
Good.
It was funny yesterday in service when I come out of service. I was coming from the balcony, and this other guy, I know, he's a Buckeye fan. He just turned around and looked the other way. That was priceless. He said, don't say a thing. That's so funny. It was the funniest thing. I just couldn't help but
laugh.
I mean,
yeah.
That
doesn't happen often, right?
Yeah. No, he just laughed. We had fun and stuff, you know. And I thought about the man, Lord, that's a true song. I searched the world. Them Gamecocks can feel me every desire. Oh, man. But, that was funny, though. And I said, Lord, I thank you so much. Then we got into our lesson. Our son's 50. He's a Clemson fan. He never said a word. I said, man, he said, James, hey, it's just a game, man. We get to learn. We laugh, and that's all it goes to. And I thank God for that. We don't get crazy. You know, some people take it to this in another level. Then he got on the Book of Hebrew, the Book of Hall of Fame. And that was powerful in the Book of Hebrew. They was counted for everything that, you know, Abraham, because he trusted God, it was counted for righteousness, you know. And I thought, man, Lord, now if I can really get into this football game this way, which is okay, do I really sell myself out, my soul, towards the things of God? You know, it's okay. God don't mind you enjoying that. You know, I tell you, I'm reading that book by A.W. Tozer.
Right.
A.W. Tozer really get where the rubber meets the road. He said, God wants this love relationship with you in such a way that you're so in love with him. It's like a husband and wife, but it's I can't describe that type of love. You know, it's a personal relationship with God. And he don't mind you enjoying anything, but when you take it and use it for an idol, it's not a good thing then.
Right.
It was fun at service yesterday, but I did meet one guy. He saw me coming. He loved him. He said, James, y'all won yesterday. I see you guys said, Joe.
You know, it is, we take it too serious. All of us do. And we need those gentle taps on the shoulders every once in a while.
Well, I will tell you this right here, superstitious stuff never works. Don't put your jacket on and think they're going to win.
Hey, I tried the underwear and the socks. There was a time.
Man, I got to confess my sin.
I was watching the game one time. My dad, my mom, and I forgot what it was. And I had my toes that were curled underneath the TV stand, and I couldn't move. I was cramping up, but I couldn't move. All up to me, man. All up to me.
That's right. It don't work. I promise you.
It never does. It never does. Hey,
man, I enjoyed this.
I'm glad you had a great day yesterday, buddy. I always appreciate the phone call.
Thanks,
be careful on the road. That's a friend, James, right. James, the truck driver. I didn't realize this. The Gamecocks have scored in the last three games in Columbia against Clemson. Have been, let's see, what am I saying this here now? Been outscored 102-13 in Columbia. And one touchdown, and that came when Clemson up 34-3. Brian Edwards caught a pass from Jake Bentley with 2:45 to go in the game in garbage time. It was 34-0, if you remember. And Muschamp kicked the field goal to avoid the shutout. And then they scored a touchdown there with 2 minutes to go in garbage time. They scored three in 2019. I had to see when that one was, but that wasn't a touchdown there. Someone just sent me this in a seven-game losing streak. I've got to look this up. Now, this is just from a text. I can't confirm this, but I'm gonna give it to you here anyway. That South Carolina had two rushing touchdowns during the seven-game losing streak. Sean Carson and Pharaoh Cooper? Those are only two rushing touchdowns? I'd look it up and see. Clemson Dominates is up next. 654 Royal. Clemson Dominates, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, real good, Mickey. Great show as always.
Thank you.
For anybody that needs an awesome Christmas album, Al Green, Feels Like Christmas.
Oh, man, what a talent.
Yeah, no doubt. His version of O Holy Night, best Christmas song I've ever heard, period.
How about that?
But the whole album's phenomenal.
Yeah.
So it was a real good weekend. Clemson obviously put it on them, and, Ohio State lost. Alabama almost lost. I think they're going to get their beat down this weekend. I think Georgia's going to lay it on them. And of course, Cincinnati yesterday. Sorry, John Hyatt. They just really showed how old Ben Roethlisberger is, and the Steelers are just. The Bengals are just on a different level.
Right.
You know, everything they've
like
done
it.
In the front office and. They're just rolling. And, Baker Mayfield is not an elite quarterback. It's either opposing quarterback throws four interceptions and you only score 10 points, you're not very good. I think going forward, it's Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow, and then, the Browns and Steelers just aren't at the quarterback position, aren't up to snuff as far as that goes. One other thing, I was, say that Oklahoma State loses to Baylor and Alabama loses to Georgia, which are two very possible things, and Notre Dame's going to make the CFP again.
Notre Dame. And that would be interesting in that this would be Notre Dame without, what's their best win? So Notre Dame, we talk about their schedule all the time. They beat a Wisconsin team and, is that it?
Yeah. But then when your only loss is the number three team in the country and everybody else has two losses, it's kind of like, kind of the past kind of opening for them. Cause I think the Baylor will beat Oklahoma State and Alabama. I think, basically, they were shut out till the very end of the game against Auburn, and that's the same team that just lost to South Carolina. And Georgia's defense is light years better than Auburn's. So, they were given a game plan of just like how to shut them down. And, I don't really see why everybody's trying to hype Bryce Young as Heisman, because there have been a lot of games where they've had a lot of problems.
Totally agree with that.
They barely,
Yeah.
They barely won games. You know, CJ Stroud has, I mean, to me, has been much more impressive. But, you know, of course, they lost to Michigan.
And, right.
You know, I agree with that caller that was saying it was probably the best thing for Ohio State because, you know, Harbaugh is going to get that long-term contract. And, you know, if you're an Ohio State fan, that's, you know, you lost one, but you kind of won in the long run.
You know, we'll see. Now, let me, and I appreciate the phone call, Clemson Dominance. Okay. Thanks an awful lot. I'm trying to check a couple of these records in here to make sure I'm right by saying this. Toledo was 7-5, but they beat Notre Dame beat Florida State, who ended up 5-7. They beat Toledo, and Purdue had a winning record. They were 8-4. They beat Wisconsin. And Wisconsin ended up 8-4. I'm not sure. Wisconsin, that lost this weekend, is 14th. They might end the season ranked. Lost to Cincinnati. Beat Virginia Tech, who had a 6-6 record. Beat Southern Cal, they had a losing record. North Carolina, 6-6. Navy had a losing record, didn't they? Navy was, 3-8, of course. They beat Virginia, who ended the season at 6-6. They beat Georgia Tech, losing record, and then they just beat Stanford, who was 3-9. Notre Dame's best wins of the year was 8-4 Purdue, 8-4 Wisconsin, and Wisconsin better be, better find a way to be ranked, or else Notre Dame's not gonna have a single ranked win all year. But who else is going to get in? Two-loss non-conference champions? We'll talk about it. I'm doing some research now because a texter got in on a couple of things. I didn't realize this, that the seniors at South Carolina next year will be looking for their first touchdown against Clemson. Because they didn't play in 2020. Their freshman year in 2019, they scored 3 points, 38-3. Didn't play their sophomore year. Got shut out their junior year. So the seniors at South Carolina will be looking for their very first touchdown against Clemson. Seniors will be looking for, going to the game scoring 3 points against Clemson. Totally dominant. In every way, shape, or form. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. You can reach us there. You can reach us on our Vive broadband phone line, on our Helter text line, 986-1566. Sorry, my friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com, Mark Hawkins and his amazing team, Amanda McCall and all those good folks, can find a way to help you. It's our great friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Here's the thing about Prime Lending. Their experience is going to pay off, and it's going to pay off big time for you. Prime Lending is an amazing company that has streamlined the process to make it as simple as it can be. If you're buying a home for the first time, do it. They'll take care of you, and they'll walk you through and it's still going to be overwhelming in some standpoints, but less so than it used to be, and less so than anybody else. Rates are going to be better than anybody else's as well, as good or better. When it comes to refinancing, it's an option that you should probably check out, right? And finally, when you think about Prime Lending, think about the remodeling aspect of it. Because at Prime Lending, there's an awful lot to do there as far as remodeling is concerned. Pools or decks or pool decks, think about it. Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Couple of quick things in our third and final hour. We're going to talk more Clemson and South Carolina. 7 in a row now, 72, 42, and 4. I've had two questions about that overall record that I might get into more tomorrow. The first down at the, in the second quarter at 17-0 is the first time he had a first down. 265 yards rushing to 43 yards rushing. Just complete dominance by Clemson and really sent a message in that game. Dabo Swinney, the team's always playing well, seemingly playing well on the road, seemingly playing well against most SEC teams, and just another really good example of that. Special teams, defenses, just dominant in the game. I'll talk about those other games, the coaching searches. That's going to be coaching searches will be the main topic here coming up in the next probably 2 weeks. I think we'll get everything straight down in the next 2 to 3 weeks. So phone calls, texts, and tweets. We call it Reaction Monday. With Lizzie, I'm Mickey. We'd love to hear back from you when you begin hour number 3 right after a very short break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT.